Everybody, we're back. We're back from our short winter break now on our new day. This podcast will be Thursdays from now on instead of Wednesdays. And we're back. I was gonna play some sweet Randy Quaid's Hello Boys, I'm Back, because I was just reading up in excitement for the new Independence Day 2 movie that's coming out. Spoiler alert, he's not going to be in it, you guys. He died in the first one, but they let you know he's not going to be in this movie to save the day. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But we're back on a new night, and with a great episode too. This episode we did a little while ago, and you guys are about to hear it. It's fantastic. It's with the very cool guy. That was weird. Mike Logan. I had Mike Logan on the podcast, and you can check him out. He's all over the place. You can check him out at your local open mic. You can check him out at his house, or you can use the interweb. Logan does comedy. He has a blog, and Logan does comedy on Twitter. He also has an email blast called Hack, not to be confused with Hackensack, New Jersey, but it's an email blast he does about all the cool happenings in Philly comedy from week to week, which is a cool thing. And he also has a super awesome podcast. Some might even say it's better than mine. I don't know about that, but it might be. Called Logan Does Podcast. He has a theme going on. I like it. And so you can check all those things out. I'm sure you can search for him. I'm sure he has him on his Facebook page, because you're probably friends with him. He's a great guy. So check all those things out, especially the podcast that he's got going on. But he was on mine this time, and great stuff. What else can I say? I don't want to give anything away, you guys. You're just gonna have to listen for yourselves. So that's pretty much it. Don't forget our open mic every Tuesday in Doylestown at Puck, and we also are starting a film festival that's going to be, I believe it's March 20. I want to say the 26th, but it's in March, you guys. And you can submit a film to us. You can search for it on our Little Boys Comedy page. There's an event that's been created for it. You can check it out. It's a 5-minute or less video. It's a $5 submission. All the rules and deets are on that page. Maybe I'll post it. Submit a video. Winner gets $500. That's pretty... it's a pretty good deal. Check that out. What else? There was something else, you guys, I think. Oh, there's a new open mic also every Wednesday night in Hatboro, which is a great room if you can make it out. It's every Wednesday night at Cafe La... it starts with the F. Fontana. I don't remember. Look that one up too. I'm really bad. I'll post all this stuff, I promise. I won't make you search for hours for it. I probably should have had it written down before I recorded this, but I didn't. So check all those things out. They're all great. And without further ado, here's the new episode. You guys enjoy.
Hey, welcome to the podcast with Matt Lips. It's pretty good. You should listen to the whole thing. Matt Lips, Matt Lips, Matt Lips, Matt Lips, Matt Lips, Matt Lips. It's lip service. Ta-da!
Oh, I cut you off before the ta-da. I feel bad.
Okay.
All right. So with Logan Does Comedy. Is
yes.
That you go by these days?
No, just people call me Logan.
What about Mike? That's your...
Sometimes
people call you Mike.
Captain people
Mike.
That don't know me call me Mike.
But I call you Logan, so it's okay.
Some people call me Captain.
Some people do call you Captain. Yeah, call people. Is that like a self? Did you give yourself that nickname?
No, Ben Fiddler gave that to me.
Who did?
Ben Fiddler.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
It's a Team Action Heist character.
Yeah, he made an action figure of me and he named me Captain.
What are your powers?
I might be able to fly the airplane.
That's your power?
That's my power.
Because that you just need to go to school for it.
Oh, well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I could probably fly an airplane.
You think? I mean, schooling.
No. There's a throttle and there's a thing.
Yeah, there's also a lot of buttons.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I don't think you could do it. I'm not trying to say I don't have faith in you much.
Look. Every button's going to be labeled. The only way I couldn't fly the airplane, there's only one way I couldn't fly the airplane, is if the radio was dead.
Because you would need them to tell you what to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, still, and the buttons aren't really labeled. They have, like, labeling, but you're not going to know what those things mean.
I can guess.
You could Google search it.
I mean, if there's Wi-Fi on the plane.
This is Wi-Fi. A lot of planes have Wi-Fi.
I think I would hope that maybe the Wi-Fi would be the first thing to go.
What, to make it more challenging?
No. So that, like, something else isn't the first thing to go.
Like your engine.
Like the engine. Exactly. Like, oh, the engines are gone, but
the
Wi-Fi works.
Well, if the engines are gone, you don't need to worry about flying the plane because it's going down.
Maybe just one of the engines is dead.
Can you fly with... I don't know if you can fly with... I don't know much about planes.
You can fly if one of the engines is dead.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't fly well.
No. I don't know anything about planes. Just like I don't know anything about cars either. So I know if the engine in your car goes, you only have one of those.
You have one engine in your car.
It's done.
Like, you have multiple engines in an airplane.
Yeah, but you don't need both of them technically.
No,
you can make do.
Yeah.
All right. So you think you can do that with no schooling? I don't believe you, but what? That's his character. I was like, what are you showing me?
Yeah.
What is 100%
fucking awesome.
100% fucking awesome. That's my superpower.
It's a satchel. It comes with a satchel and headphones.
And a gun. There's a gun.
So your superhero has a gun.
Yep. My superpower has a gun.
Yep.
Like attached to you, or they just, you know, like you're a superhero, here's your gun.
It also comes with the... It
comes with the kit.
Yeah. It's all part of the character.
Yeah, look.
There's the packaging.
Look.
But there are no episodes, right? So your character technically hasn't done anything yet?
Episodes are written.
Are they?
Yep.
I see you're wearing a shirt. This is Mile High Club. Is that just a shirt, or are you part of the club?
Just a shirt.
It's just a shirt. It is a pretty nice satchel. And you got your headphones with the radio.
Right. I'm taking another look at that.
Say, a fun distinction with his Action Heist character, it's the one that's made it to a t-shirt so far. It's the only one, I think, that's been printed.
Somebody has a t-shirt with my name, with that on it.
Yeah.
I think it's Chanel.
I don't know who ended up with the shirt, but I know...
I'm pretty sure it's Chanel.
Yeah, Corin printed them, just as like a test run.
I don't have a superhero. I don't do anything.
You know, you think of all people that you and I might end up with an action.
Oh, you don't have one.
No,
Dan,
I don't have one either.
Dan and I don't have.
You guys need to do something. Cool.
Don't have
it. You guys need to do something awesome.
What would be my? What do you think my superhero would be?
Oh, radio DJ for encouragement. You're like the Good Morning Vietnam guy, except you know, not.
But that's not a superhero either. That's just.
Well, neither is flying a plane.
Be your captain, but like I'm sure
you. No, you're right.
I'm sure you have to do something to save lives, or else you wouldn't be a superhero. Isn't that like the thing for a superhero? Is they save lives?
Well, it would just be a hero versus superhero. He would qualify as hero. He'd have that superpower.
But it's a superhero. But they're superheroes, aren't they?
Well, there's no superheroes.
Action Heist is firmly planted in reality.
Yeah.
Oh, so
they're just heroes.
Okay, I knew nothing about it, so... Well, I knew a little bit about it. I knew he made the characters. I didn't know what they did. I thought they were superheroes, so... I'm not into superheroes, to be honest. I'm not a Batman, Superman...
I mean, they're cool, though, right? You think they're cool?
I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
They're not lame.
Right.
They can be lame. People can make them lame.
Yeah, people can make anything lame.
That's true, not me. I make everything pretty exciting. But you look at me like you can believe me. But that's not the point.
I'm very tired.
Alright. Are you?
Yes.
How much sleep are you on?
Five.
Five whole sleeps.
Hungover?
No.
I don't drink.
Oh, I feel like I knew that.
You did.
I just forgot.
You did.
All right. So the show starts off with talking about the topic of nostalgia.
Okay.
So I guess my question would be, are you nostalgic for what?
Can't just...
What are you nostalgic for? Some people are right nostalgic, now? Period. In general.
I'm not nostalgic for anything.
In general.
I live in the now. I live in the here. I look to the future.
So
I got a plan.
What's your plan?
I'm not going to tell you my plan. It's my plan.
Why don't you give me...
I can tell you the goal.
Sure.
World domination.
Yeah. Okay, give me... Now, your plan, is it in like, steps? Is it in, like, part one?
It's in, like, you know how when you play a video game?
Roman numeral.
And they give you, like, a bunch of objectives to complete the quest?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. So there's a bunch of under-objectives to complete the main quest.
Okay, can you just give me, like, the fifth thing, objective two? Like, fifth... What are they called?
Well, there's one goal.
There's one main goal.
Right.
But you said there's many
objectives.
Yeah, but there's objectives within. Yeah, so give me the fifth objective.
I think it's become a host at a comedy club.
And that's going to get you close. How many objectives?
That's short term.
How many objectives are there total?
Okay. There's short term goals and there's long term goals.
Well, I know what the long-term goal is. You told me that.
Right.
World domination. What's the short-term goal?
One of the short-term goals is to be a host at a comedy club.
Well, that was objective five. How many objectives are there? This is like a...
I wrote it down.
This is the whole thing.
One, two, three, four, five. Right, so I was right. Five was become a host. There are one, two, three, four... This is just, it's a goal that doesn't...
How come you didn't even number them?
I did.
Well, you're counting.
Well, I crossed them out.
What have you gotten so far? What have you accomplished on the list?
Nothing, because they're really lofty goals.
But you just said I crossed some of them out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I completed them. It means I crossed them out because I didn't want to do them.
Oh, so you...
So I edited them. So, like, this one, it says, like, get up at this time, do this thing, take a shower, and get to work. And I crossed that out and just changed it to get to work on time.
You just didn't need to shower, that's it. Ever.
Well, that's not the goal. The goal is to get to work on time. The other part was a plan.
Oh. So you don't need to follow the entire plan to get to what you need to do. You can just change it up as you go along.
Right.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So that just means, so bringing it back, so you just have goals and you don't think about the past at all, period.
Not really.
You know.
I mean,
no, not really. I try not to. Is there a reason?
No, it's just... I mean, I think about it in a way, like, you know how when you read a book and you're like, oh, that was a good book.
I don't read, but I know what you mean. Like a movie. Like, that was,
yeah, that was a good movie. That's how I think about the past. Like, oh, that happened, that was pretty good. Or, oh, that was pretty bad.
And that's where it ends.
That's where it ends.
Oh. That just ended the nostalgia topic real fast. What, you just shot.
Yeah, like, I don't watch old cartoons. I don't.
Let me ask, as a guy who plays games, is there a type of game you wish... was still around, or a game you wish you still had access to, or...
Nah.
Do you really only play new video games as well? Because I'm not a big video game person.
You don't read, and you don't really play video games.
No, like, I like regular Nintendo games, like 64, like,
okay.
Like the old games. If only new games I would play is, like, NHL.
Okay.
That's basically the only reason I have an Xbox, and I don't even play it.
Okay.
But do you play any of the old?
No, not really.
Just all new?
Pretty much, yeah.
Damn. You're missing out on, like, Mario Kart?
How am I missing out on
Mario Kart? Mario Kart's, like, the best
Dude, I game. Played Mario Kart for, like, 11 years.
I'm just saying it's fun to go back
and
play
sometimes. No, I'm over Mario Kart.
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Why the fuck would I play Tecmo Super Bowl
because it's
when I could play Madden 16?
Because it's more fun.
No, it's not.
Madden's too complex, okay? You gotta do all these things. It's very simple. I'm a simple person.
You're just whining is what you're doing.
It's not whining.
Sounds like whining to me.
Well, I don't want to play these new games because there's too much that's going on. Maybe I just don't really. Maybe it's probably because I'm not good at film. But the,
there you go.
The other ones are a lot simpler. Like I can wrap.
You're not good at Tecmo Super Bowl either.
What? Oh, I'm great at.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's good at Tecmo Super Bowl.
I am fantastic.
I don't know. Nobody is good at old video games too, because old video games were impossible.
Say old video games exist in the era where they would just make them impossible.
Okay. No, I'm really good. I still play. Like they have updated rosters for them that you can play, and I do, and I'm really. I just
like the old the NBA Jam problem where if you were doing too well as the Bulls, they would just make your team stop scoring. That's legit. Like
well,
programmed
there's a
into
thing.
The
there's,
game.
There's
like,
some in Tecmo Super Bowl where like the beginning of your season, you'll just route every team pretty much if you're good for like the first like. 7 games, and then they'll make a couple games like almost near impossible to win, and because they'll just make you fumble and throw interceptions
right.
at the time. And then in the playoffs, it kind of is a mix of the two. But I'm really good. Like I said, I won a Super Bowl, so I mean, that's just you should play the old games. That was my only point, and I wasn't lying.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
Okay. You were talking about you like the first person shooter game.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, I like everything. I like a lot of stuff.
Because my dad is a big. My dad's more into video games than I am. He loves the first person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he plays much anymore. They just weren't. I'm not coordinated enough for it. I think is a problem. Like you gotta know and do all these things and look around and I.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy.
I get killed all the time. I don't think I've ever beat a video game.
That's
not true.
You just won the Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
I mean the ones where you have levels here. I did beat Zelda, the original.
Okay.
Dan and I beat Ninja Turtles, but we had a lot of lives. We put in a cheat code to get a ton of lives. So, but I did beat. It was Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah, we didn't cheat in gameplay. I just cheated and we can't die ever.
I think those are the only two games I might have won in my entire life.
One time I beat Batman.
What?
I beat Arkham City. That was pretty.
Oh yeah, I beat Arkham.
That was a pretty
Asylum.
Big moment in my life.
I feel like that's pretty sad. Because that I've only beaten two games.
It is. It's like, what else have you done?
I mean, I just don't play a lot of video games, so maybe that's why. I mean, the ones I did play, like that had a bunch of levels, like Grand Theft Auto is like impossible to beat. I just stopped.
It's a commitment.
And the problem is, I can't sit down. And play video games for like hours on end. Like I just get if I'm playing like a sports game like NHL, I might be able to play two or three games before I'm just like I can't.
I gotta do something else.
Yeah, I can't look at the screen anymore. And then it takes me a while to come back to it is the other problem. So that's probably why I just can't.
I play video games like every day.
I can't. And sometimes it's just me being lazy and be like, do I want to like go and set this up and play, or
do I want to hit the on button?
Listen,
even with the modern system, you just pick up a controller. And do you want?
Well, it's more thinking, would I rather do that? Would I rather do this or that? And then I just end up just doing the most simple thing, which is probably continue to watch television or something. And I'm not home a lot anymore either.
Right.
So I'm out and about. With the peeps.
With the peeps?
Working.
Doing homie stuff?
doing. Well, I do bro stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, can you be careful? Don't want to break my equipment.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I was just waiting. I thought you were doing something.
No. My phone went off a bunch of times. I'm just looking at it.
Oh, all right. Actually, no one ever called or texted me, but I'm still going to put this on.
That's pretty sad.
Anyway.
That's not good.
I mean, Dan texted me this morning, but I don't count it when Dan texts me.
Nice to feel wanted.
Well, I don't count it because you're the only one. But anyway, I also want to talk music because I think that... I think we like the same, some of the same types of music.
I mean,
and
I like, I'm really into hip hop right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into that. But
little buddy.
Did you listen to Big Crit?
I don't know this.
My friend just played it for me today. It's really good.
I don't know this.
It sounds very Outkast-y.
Big Crit?
Yeah. Like C-R-I-T?
K-R-I-T.
I was going to say that just because.
Like critical?
And it's anagram, so it's like K period, R period, I period, T period.
Like he's a crypt?
T. Crypt.
What does it stand for?
Crypt. I don't know. I just heard it today for the first time. It sounds a lot like Aquemini era Outcast. It's pretty cool.
He knows too much.
Do they sing Hey Ya?
Yeah, that was my next question.
They sing like spaced out kind of weird stuff.
Do they do a sweet Ms. Jackson cover?
Stomps Jackson, ooh, I am Big Creep.
Exactly.
Oh, and they put their name in there. That's good. They change it up a bit.
It's a totally different song when you do that.
Do they change anything else? Like,
you only have to change a couple words for it to be yours.
Yeah. That's how plagiarism works. You can plagiarize something, but if you just change a couple words, it becomes your work.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish that I think about it and I'm like, if the internet was where it was when I was in school, I'm like, how do you fail? I'm like, all the answers to everything is on the internet.
Yep.
Like, how does anyone fail at anything anymore? Because
they don't care.
People are equally lazy.
Yeah,
but all you need to do is type in a Google box.
Oh, that's so much work.
I don't know if I want to turn it on.
I mean, you won't even turn on a game system. And you're like, what will people play?
I just debate whether I actually feel like playing it. It's not the sense of the way I put it where, like, oh, turning it on. It's just more like, I'll be like, oh, I want to play. And then I'm like, wait, do I really want to play video games right now? And then
the answer is always yes.
Well, for you, the answer to me is usually, probably not.
No, the answer is always yes. I'm playing Dragon Age right now. I'm almost at the end. Oddly enough, Dragon Age? Not a lot of dragons.
Kind of like, I don't watch it, but kind of like the show, that HBO show.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's the one. I couldn't think of the name. Apparently, the dragons are coming the whole time, right? But they're still not there yet. No, it's winter's coming, and there's supposed to be dragons, but I hear they're new dragons. I only know that because of South Park.
Can't speak to it at all.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I just know.
I've seen pictures of dragons, though, from that show.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, did you see the South Park episode where they had the Game of Thrones one, and they just kept complaining about how they said dragons are coming, and the dragons never come?
No.
Do you not watch South Park?
No.
See, that's a problem right there.
I don't have cable.
That's a great... Well, you've had cable in other places, have you not?
I haven't had cable in 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you one of those, like, Netflix people, or you just don't... Okay, because...
I don't really watch TV. Like, at all.
Really? For sports?
Nope.
What about sports?
Oh, no shit.
Oh. I thought you did watch sports. No? So,
I play video games. I play video games and do comedy. Those are the only two things I do.
Well then, shit on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry, Mike, for thinking that you watch television.
What a loser.
And good television like South Park. That's like great perfect.
You don't gotta call South Park good television.
Oh.
It's a good show.
And it's good I mean, it's very clever. Like, it's a smart show.
Yeah.
Watch it. Like the references that they do in that show are ridiculous. And they just had the Washington Redskins go fuck yourself holiday special. I mean, how do you miss that?
I miss it because they don't.
But I think it's on Netflix too.
Oh, is it really?
I'm pretty sure that
I might watch it.
It's on Netflix now.
It's on Hulu. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix.
Oh, it might.
It would make sense for it to be on Hulu.
Do you not have that one? Just the Netflix?
No, because I don't watch TV.
You see, I don't bother doing Netflix and Hulu, not because I have cable, just because you can get anything you want on the internet for free. So I don't see the need to pay for something like that. Unless I'm trying to find something new, and like Netflix is like, here, you can watch this shit.
Netflix is just convenience.
That's what you're
paying for.
Yeah, so you don't have to wait for it to download.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, look, it's right there. Done. That was Netflix streaming was like one of the smartest business moves I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, did you say movies?
Business moves.
Oh, I thought you said it's one of the best movies.
No.
I'm like, wait, they made a movie about themselves?
No, that would be one of the worst business movies I've ever seen.
Just be like, here, this is how Netflix started.
It's a 2-hour documentary of just a guy sitting in front of a computer like, yeah, I'm uploading all the movies.
You know, we used to do this by mail.
We used to have to upload them by hand. We would put a USB in and crank it until it sucked the movie out of the USB and put it on the server.
And then we realized that if we just got a bunch of mice and had them running circles all day, it was a lot faster.
Then we realized if we had cats chasing the mice, it was even faster.
And then we just bought a big server and we cut that all out.
And then Jimmy was like, what about that there Fios? I was like, Jimmy, you crazy. Then I got demoted. Jimmy got promoted. He's the head of the company. We now use light to transmit our movies.
But Redbox still hasn't caught up. They still think people want to rent for a dollar.
Redbox is for poor people.
Is that what it is? Yep. I used to just before I like downloaded stuff, I would just get them for a day to burn them and then put them back.
Yeah.
I never watched out of there. I cheated. I like to cheat.
Yeah, that's fine.
If I can. Whenever possible.
I went to Redbox once and I took out the video game Bioshock Infinite and I got the game. And I opened the case, and the game was not in there. What was in there was a photocopied piece of paper of the top of the game.
So they were able to get it to read, like, yep. The barcode when they put it back. That's, I mean, brilliant. That is pretty brilliant. That is great.
Yep. Now, and they paid probably $1 for it, for a $60 game.
I think they, I don't know, because I didn't rent video games from Redbox. I thought they were like two or three, but that's not.
Oh, they might be two. They might be two or three. Yeah.
I was trying to think when they implemented the video games. I think they were more expensive, but renting that, because those were per day as well, right?
Yeah.
Because like that, I mean, it's a smart move on Redbox's part because who just rents a video game for a day?
Nobody.
Like you, and then you end up keeping it forever. So I mean, it's a smart move by them doing that, except for when people steal your $60 games.
Yes.
And then. Or you could have just went at the time when Circuit City was open and stole their video games, because I used to work there and people did it all the time. There was nothing you could do. Those games were out the door. So. We had terrible security. One time, actually, somebody... cashier, I guess, was stupid. Somebody returned a Bose sound dock, you know, those $300 sound dock, and inside was a candle... I don't know if they were bricks or just shoes. I think maybe some shoes and a candle to get the weight to where it needs to be. And the cashier didn't bother looking at it. And I think they put it back out, or they noticed it when they went to look at it later. So, if you're wondering why Circuit City was out of business, and because I work there, so that's, I think, the whole reason.
You single-handedly put them out of business?
I think so. Good. I know it's only one location, but I think I single-handedly.
No, it's good. No, I'm glad for the work you did.
Actually, I used to work at a lot of failing companies. Acme, Circuit City.
Acme's failing?
Yeah, they're not doing too well. You know that?
Ugh.
Yeah, they just closed more stores. Yeah, I don't work there anymore, but yeah, they're failing pretty well.
What about ShopRite? They doing good?
Same union, I know that, but I don't know.
I'm just trying to make sure that my food store doesn't go away.
Is that the closest one here?
There's an Acme and a ShopRite.
Really? The two most expensive grocery stores?
ShopRite's not expensive.
I actually haven't been into a ShopRite anytime.
ShopRite is cheaper.
I think because Acme's expensive as shit.
Yeah, Acme's expensive as shit. Unless
you buy some sale shit.
Yeah, who does that?
Well, that's the only reason I'd go in there, is if they have a good sale.
Right.
Yeah. Why would you buy regular price?
Because you're stupid.
That's true. I buy regular price.
Yeah. That's all.
You know, you are just mesmerizing me with rubbing that against your face.
Do you want me to get a comb? I'll comb.
Do you have?
Yeah, I have a beard. So, I'm always prepared for that.
You have one too? I'm the only one who doesn't have a comb. But then again, I never.
Greatest feeling.
This is the first time I've actually grown a beard in a long fucking time.
It's so relaxing. It just feels so nice.
It does. It feels nice.
And I should get one, because sometimes it's all out of whack. I mean, I shampoo it, don't worry. I make sure I groom it honestly, but. Now I have two people beard combing themselves.
With this hair and this beard, I am just going to kill the pussy game.
How is that going?
Well, pretty bad. mostly because the only two things I do are play video games and do comedy.
But I hear that when you're a comedian, you get a lot of ladies.
That's not true.
I mean... Me, I don't expect much, like anything I do.
I wouldn't expect much from you either.
I said it first, so he didn't. That wasn't an insult. All right. But maybe put yourself out there so you can destroy.
I'm busy.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's more important, video games or ladies?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like I have the time for video games. I don't have the time for ladies.
Because if you were with a lady, they'd interfere with your video game time.
No, because I can't block an hour of time to a lady.
You're going to need to block more time than an hour. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So you would rather just video game it up than have yourself a luscious bode?
No, I mean, I get it when I get it.
Fair enough.
And ride it out for as long as it's going to happen. But
so going in, you don't expect much out of it. You're like, I ride it out for as long as I can.
Yeah. Until they get frustrated because I'm never available. Just how I live my life.
It's not a bad way. Yeah, you know what? I can't criticize. Actually, I was listening to one of your early episodes. I forget who it was with, but you were talking about that the comedy side of it, you weren't doing much of it, and you weren't, I don't know, I wouldn't say not interested. You were into, like, the podcast and the other stuff that you do, but are you kind of back mm-hmm. now to, like,
yeah.
really being into doing it?
Yeah.
Because I think you said, I don't know if you said you didn't want to do it for a living or if you...
I probably said that, and that was being dumb.
You were just going through...
I was giving up.
Why is that?
Because I thought I couldn't do it. But it was too hard.
It is hard, but, I mean, not if you're...
I thought I wasn't good enough.
Everyone good. I go through that all the time. But then again, it might be true. But anyway, that's not where I was going. But yeah, so you're back on that, and now you made me lose my train of thought.
I didn't do anything. No, I answered your question.
No, it's because as I'm talking, I stop, and then I'm watching him comb his beard. I'm just staring at him. You need to stop.
I'm not going to stop. I'll stop.
Now I've lost everything I was saying.
Don't you have a notebook? What's in your notebook?
That's just for the thunder round. It's a new
notebook. There's a thunder round? Okay.
There's a thunder round when we get there.
Okay. I thought you had notes in there that you had...
I normally do, but I was hungover today, and I slept till like 12 or something. Actually, Dan called and woke me up around me. Because I don't know what time I fell asleep. I know I woke up on the couch around 6. And then I went and got in bed. So I was pretty hungover this morning.
Well, good for you. I'm happy for you.
And it's not to be happy. I was just saying that's why.
Well, if you're hungover, then you had a good time last night.
I did have a it was a pretty good time last night. I lost you guys.
You lost us?
I lost it.
Lost it?
I lost my.
What do you want to talk about?
You can talk about other things.
I know.
You don't have to find what it was.
I know.
But now don't worry about that thought. It left you for a reason.
Did it really?
It was fucking somebody else. That's why it left you.
It wanted to make you feel good about it.
So it's like everyone else in my life.
It wasn't you, it was it.
It wasn't you, it was the thought.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with you.
This is too deep. Right?
The thought left because the thought had its own thing to do.
You guys are throwing a lot.
The thought just wasn't feeling fulfilled.
So I wasn't fulfilling the thought.
No, it's not that you weren't fulfilling it. It's just that it wasn't a right fit to feel full fulfillment.
You were doing the best you could.
You guys, I'm not smart, okay? You can't just be...
It's becoming increasingly more apparent.
You guys are saying a lot of the same words but differently and throwing them my way.
It's a very smart observation.
It is fun watching you get more and more confused as we're saying the same thing over and over again.
It wasn't the thought that was fulfilling the thought through the...
No, we didn't say that. I see why you're
confused. I can't say it.
This is why you're alone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Among other things, I can tell you that.
What are the other things?
He picked up the comb again.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Well, I think, number one, ladies like self-confidence. I think that's a thing.
You just lie to them.
You see, that's number two. I don't think you're supposed to lie to them, right?
Lie to yourself first.
Yes.
And then it doesn't
lie
seem
to yourself
like a lie.
Mm-hmm. That you're self-confident.
But... You can lie to yourself and say that, but then don't you have to still have it to go do the
Well, you do have it because you just said you had it.
Who knows better than you? And you said it. You just said it.
I see where you're going. But also, I don't... But don't lie to the ladies, though, right? Only lie to yourself.
You can lie a little bit.
About little things.
A little bit, yeah.
It depends on what you feel comfortable calling a lie.
Yeah. Like, if you're talking to her and you go, and you say to her, like, oh, what are you doing later? And she says, well, I'm going to go to this other bar. What are you doing? If you had already planned to go to another bar, what you should say is, oh, I'm not sure. I'm going to see where the night takes me. Even though you're already planning to go to another bar.
But what about things about my life? Can I lie? Like, I'll be like, if she asks what I do for a living.
You should omit truths.
What's the difference between lying and, just don't tell. I wouldn't be like, what do you do for a living? I'm an investment, so that don't mean do that. I'm rich, right?
Because then...
They think I'm rich and they'll go...
Because then when you have to lie, to keep that lie going, you have to lie more and more and more, and you have to remember all the lies that you told and make them sync up.
And I could never prove that I'm an investment. I don't know anything.
Plus you're wearing a hoodie.
I think that's problem three, right?
Yeah.
The hoodies. I think that's a problem. But yeah, I do. But I don't think they're going to be impressed by data processing and working at a grocery store. Is that impressive? I don't think that's impressive.
No, just say, you know, it doesn't have to be impressive. You just have to say it confidently. You can't be like, oh.
Be like, yeah, you know, data processing, that's fancy. Merck, drugs, whatever. And
don't do that.
But you said that sounds common as shit.
Yeah, that sounds cocky.
You know, guys, you're teaching me a lot. Hey,
you don't want to be dismissive.
Okay.
Be with it.
How about I be like, and I make funnies, you know, because of the comedy.
Don't call it funnies. Don't call it funnies.
What about ha-has?
No.
No, don't call them ha-has.
Don't call them ha-has.
What do I call it? I just call it comedy?
You do comedy.
But don't you want to say it fancily?
No.
Only bring up things you want to talk about the way you want to talk about.
Also, would it be good to use the word fancily?
Also, it would probably be good to not talk about comedy.
Sometimes that's intriguing.
I've noticed a lot of girls don't want to talk about comedy.
No?
They don't want to talk about it.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily talk about comedy, but some people are intrigued because they don't know anyone else who does that. So they're just intrigued by, I guess, the topic, but they probably don't want to... I'm not going to have a full-on conversation about comedy with them. But you don't even bother just saying that you do that. You just let them find that out later.
Yeah.
If interested.
Well, why are you here? Oh, I was doing a show. Oh, you playing a band? No, I'm a comedian. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the first place when you say, oh, I had a show. People always go to music first because more traditional traditional thing is music. I wish I could be a musician.
Me too.
That'd be great. I'm not good at anything.
If we were musicians, though, we'd be done by now.
We'd be done, like, recording our music.
No, we would be done our careers. We would either, by this age, be famous or be done with music.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, if you haven't made it yet,
we'd be off doing something that isn't touring in a band.
But, I mean, if you made it, you would be touring in a band.
Right,
otherwise, you're right. So, but what if you started? What if you started at 27 or 28?
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
No one wants to hear that shit. Wouldn't that be? Might be better because you have more years. And no.
No.
How come you didn't go that route? Could you not play instruments?
Because I couldn't play the guitar because my hands are weird. Whenever I make the bar chord motion, I get incredible pain in my hand.
Oh, so it's just like
I just physically couldn't play it.
But it's not arthritis, it just is.
It might be arthritis, I don't know what it is. It's like it cramps up really bad. Not like how it's supposed to feel, where it hurts because you're stretching it.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, both my hands do it, and it, like, cramps up incredibly tight, and I can't move my hand, and it really hurts.
Other than the pain, could you play?
I couldn't do bar chords.
Because it hurt.
But I could do other stuff.
No, but I'm saying, like, you think you could have been good at the guitar, like, everything, if it wasn't for hand hurting so bad? See, that's another thing where, like, with coordination, like, I mean, I could never, like, I didn't try that hard to learn it, but I just don't think it's something I could have comprehended and been able to just do fluently to do it.
But also, I would have to work too hard at it. It's not something I can do easily.
But I mean, I feel like some of that, if you like working hard at it, if it's something you love, it's different.
But I didn't love it because I was 16. You don't love a passion when you're 16.
That's not true.
I didn't love a
passion. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think that's true.
No, you're right.
What about the singing? Where you didn't want to do that?
I can't sing.
You can't sing. That was my problem. Yeah.
That was. Always wanted to sing.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be an instrument person. I would rather do the singing part, but I'm like.
I wanted to do both.
Did you? I would rather just not have to worry about playing an instrument. I was singing a punk band. And pop punk. Well, I mean, pop for punk. Me. Oh, yeah.
Either like, one. For either
me,
one.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. And then I thought comedy was basic. Comedy wasn't something I put a lot of thought into. It was something that I thought about, I guess. Like later, it was basically a plan B, I guess you could say.
Okay.
It was like stuff I thought about kind of when I was younger, but not seriously.
Yeah.
It was just like thought of like mini bits, and then you thought of, and then as more time went on, you thought about it more, but then you're like, that's not gonna be.
That's not a thing.
Like, yeah, it's not gonna be funny. And then one day you just say, hey, fuck it. Actually, if it wasn't for going to Puck randomly out of nowhere for one night. One night, I probably still wouldn't have ended up ever doing it.
Right.
It was all because Dan was going there one night, and I was just like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going here. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, you can just sign up. And I was like, I didn't do it the first night we went. I think it was like the second time we went. I was like, if I signed up, would you sign up? He's like, yeah, definitely. And I'm like, all right. And then I bombed really hard.
Of course. That's what happens. That's what happens when you do comedy. You bomb.
All the time.
All the time.
Pinch. Yeah, pretty much.
Constantly.
I had to apologize to the audience my first time. Not for something I said, just because I stood there awkwardly a minute into my set for like 20 seconds, not remembering what to say.
Well, it's great though.
What was your first set like?
Oh, it was great. That was fantastic.
I want to hear all about it.
I drank like 4 beers. I was the last one to go up. It was like midnight, and I told a bunch of jokes, and people left.
Did the first time you got people? You got people going. The way you said it was just like, oh, it was great.
No, it was a good time. It was a good time, and then. Yeah, and then I started going to open mics in Jersey, because I didn't know there was a scene in Philly. I just knew about the one in Jersey, and I started doing that for a little bit. I did that for a couple of years, probably like a year, and then I started going down like the Raven Lounge.
And I don't even know how long have you been doing this?
Almost 5 years.
Ah, shit! I just hit 2. which it's funny because like. For people who don't like do comedy and shit, like 2 years sounds like to a person who knows nothing about comedy, like a long time. Like if I never did comedy, someone's like, I've been doing it for 2 years. I'm like, really? That long? That's
right. That's nothing. That long.
You must be really.
When you think about like Bill Burr, who's been doing it for like 20.
Right? Yeah, all the. I don't know if I'll be doing it for. I feel like if I'm hitting 20. I'm doing something right, I guess. Because otherwise,
if you're hitting 20, you better be famous.
Yeah, you better be. Yeah, like I think if I hit like if I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm still doing the same thing, that's when you got to take a look at it and be like, you know,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe this is like there was this one guy who was on who went on America's Got Talent and he had been doing it probably 20 years and I'm like.
Right.
This guy, he made it to the next round, but then he pretty much bombed out. He told a really bad bit about his kid. Nobody laughed. It was really awful. See, I also don't love just, like, I don't mind bits about, like, family and kids, but when it's just, like, that's, like, all your material.
Right.
I'm just like, maybe
do something else.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, on there, it would have to be, because it has to be, well, it doesn't have to be, but, I mean, you have to be clean on that.
Right.
Which is probably one of the reasons why a lot of comics don't go on American Skin.
Yeah.
You have to clean it up a bit. I think I'd be so intimidated going. That's one of those things where, like, I'm comfortable on stage now, but if I went to audition there, I would.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I wouldn't want to either, and that's not the route I'd want to go. But I feel like I'd get out there, and it would be like my first time doing comedy if I went out there. I don't know if I could get up for that occasion. Could you do it?
America's Got Talent.
Like, if you, yeah, could do you think?
I mean, I could probably perform it, but I don't think I would do well.
Yeah, it's an intimidating like setting because it's just like all type of different fucking acts.
And right.
You have to just stop everything and make people laugh.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. So I can't overtake like dog acts.
Yeah, no, you can't. You're not funnier than a dog.
No, and especially the person before you just like had a terrible act and everyone's booing and got X'd out, and then you're like, "Hey, that was funny. Now I'm gonna make you laugh," and they're like, "No, you're not. We hate you too."
Yeah.
And then they would just look at me and be like, "Yeah, I don't even think they let me talk." Before they started.
Who was on that? I think Doogie Horner was on that.
Yeah, Doogie was on that.
Doogie had a fucking great run of performances on there.
My favorite was actually his was one where I think it was late in the day and the whole audience was tired and sick of comedians and they had been booing them off the stage the whole time. And he didn't even get done his first joke. He had just started it, and the whole crowd started booing and telling him to X him out.
Yeah.
And Piers did like right away, and then they let him keep going, and he turned it around.
Yeah,
and everybody loved him.
It's a fucking good set.
Yeah, and
because he just starts pointing at people. He's like, "Your sweater's stupid."
Yeah. He's like, "You're dumb." He's like, "I want a list of all your names." He's like, "I'm gonna come to your house," and he's like, "You're dumb. You're stupid. You're cool. I like you." Faggot.
I don't think he said faggot.
No, I don't think he said faggot either. And if he did, I don't think they would have showed that on television.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would like to be on TV like that, but I don't know if I would really like to do... Like, if I got offered that show, I might turn it down.
And it's hard, like... Because, like I said, you had to be clean and just... You can make your set clean, but it's hard to, like... not slip, I feel. I mean, yeah. There's short sets where you can probably think about it enough to not slip, but there's a good chance you might slip in an F-bomb.
Yeah.
Here or there.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I slip it in all the time. High fives! Here, do this.
I like you. Great success. I just watched Borat the other day.
So you're quoting Borat?
I watched it.
All right, we're at 51.
Okay.
So if I roll in.
To the Thunder Round?
Yes.
Yeah, he's coming his hair with him.
We need to get like a theme song for it, something we can be like, now it's the Thunder Round.
Thunder Round.
What does pew guns have to do with thunder?
Oh, the laser guns.
Oh, they're laser guns. Okay.
You know, like breaking news. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Do you know what your kids are?
Pew, pew, pew.
I don't have kids. Awesome.
I had kids. Then I bought some laser guns.
Do you know where your kids are?
Oh, no. Well, some of them might still be in the bathtub. I'm not sure. I don't know. They might...
Whatever. I had to go make a sandwich. No, that's
something really good on TV. I heard them splashing. The splashing stopped. I assume they got out.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I think they died in that woman's stomach. Whatever. It's a big thing. You know?
They were still... Never mind.
they're not good at swimming. Because they die in there. If they don't get there, they eventually die. I don't think they just swim around in there forever. I think...
You were talking in...
Yeah, I'm not saying it got there. No, I'm not talking about, like, miscarriage or anything. I'm just talking about they swim around in there until they die, I'm pretty sure.
What, the swimmers?
Yeah.
Little sperm?
Yeah, if they don't make it to the egg, I think they die eventually.
Yeah.
Something happens. I didn't pay attention to that part.
You're not wrong.
I don't think they...
You're not wrong.
Okay. I don't think they ever said that. Be like, well, just let you know, the sperm that doesn't make it to the egg, don't worry. They eventually die. They don't hang out in there forever.
They don't make a kid, but they make houses, and then they make neighborhoods, and they grow up inside this woman.
So, like, if you're a girl that, like, gets cummed in a lot.
You have a whole community.
You have a very diverse
and then,
neighborhood.
Yeah. And then when more come in, that all the people in the community cheer it on to get there, and if they don't, then they just become part of the community.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah, they hope that they make it so they don't have to invite new people into the neighborhood. They're not a very welcoming group.
Oh, well, it depends on the person,
They will do it, but they don't want to. It
depends if it's a hospitable environment, basically.
That's true. I get it. Yep.
I think I just like the word hospitable. I don't use it much, but I...
Well, it was good. It was a good use of that word.
It was a good use of that word. I think your cat wants to get in on this.
I think it's fun.
Okay. The Thunder Round works this way. I am going to say, like, a word or a phrase, and you're going to clear your head before we start, and it's, like, the first thing that comes to you. Whether it's a short answer, you can tell a story. You could have thought of a story based on the word I say, or whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
Everything you say, I'm going to say dicks.
Oh.
Not on purpose. That's just going to be the first thing I think of every time.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying really hard.
The first one, things you love.
Dicks. Yeah. Yeah, give me some. All right.
It's weird how number two is just dicks.
Yeah.
Number two, dicks.
Oh, pussy.
Okay, there you go. I'll start reading some actual ones. Shenanigans.
Irish people.
151.
Irish people.
Oh, I get it. Never mind. I don't know. That made sense in my head. Maybe that's not what he meant. That's okay.
It's an alcohol. Just gonna say make the jump. It's fine.
Candy.
Irish people.
You know, they don't just have to be one-word answers.
No, okay. I know. I know what we're doing.
You don't have to be... What?
I know what we're doing.
Okay. Ex-girlfriends.
The first thing I thought of was the day this girl, Stacy. Right? She was at my first comedy show ever. And then, I broke up with her a couple weeks later because she was crazy. She was, like, suicidal, and, like, I couldn't live that life anymore.
Yeah, because she... Would she just talk about it all the time?
Yeah, she'd talk about it all the time. Like, she would just get drunk and start crying. She's like, I'm going to kill myself. And I'm like...
You're just like, no, please.
And I'm like, don't. And, like, the next day, she'd be totally fine. And I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this is... Every day for, like, a year. Not every day, but... Yeah, so that's my ex-girlfriend story.
I was really hoping you would say Irish dicks.
Wait, you said you saw your first comedy show. Were you dating at the time?
Yeah,
that's where you met her. Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure about that. Was it only when she was drinking that she would talk about it, or was it just like pretty much all the time?
I think it was only when she was drinking.
Maybe she should have looked at that and been like, hey, maybe you shouldn't drink.
That's what I kept trying to tell her. Like, maybe you shouldn't get so fucking drunk all the time.
Well, I guess there's no point in saying this one. We kind of talked about it earlier. Well, not this specifically, but you'll know Sonic the Hedgehog 2. We talked about all video games.
It just makes me think of Sega Genesis.
Rochambeau.
Cartman.
Ball liquor.
Amir Golan has this joke where he says he wants to go to a bowling alley and take a marble and put it in the ball cleaning thing and then take it out and take it up to the cashier and say, what is this?
That they would just say it's marble.
But that's a great joke.
It is. I would just want to. I thought you were gonna go with like, and then he said he tried to bowl with the marble. I just bounced off the pin. Back. Nothing happened. Hold on, I'm gonna. We went through these really fast, so I'm gonna have to try and think of. I'm gonna try and think of other ones. And we never run through them that fast. You just kept saying Irish and dicks and Irish dicks.
Irish so. Dicks. Irish dicks. I'm a pretty simple guy, you know.
Are you?
Pretty simple.
That's true, because I think what I learned about you today is you think you can fly an airplane.
I can fly an airplane. I am beyond confident that I could fly an airplane.
But I learned that you are a simple guy. You like three things, two things, video games and comedy. And you like too. And you like women, but yeah. Your the main priorities right now are video games.
I wouldn't call video games a priority. I would call comedy the priority. Video games and ladies are the two optional ones, and video games are just more accessible
just right now.
Is video games to unwind or for the excitement in the video game?
Both.
Okay.
He likes that dopamine. He loves the dopamine kick. That's a thing. You guys look it up.
I don't know the science. It's weird having it go that way.
Well, dopamine in all video games give you dopamine. But that's not the point. I don't mean to get all smart on you guys over here.
It's really hard for you to get smart.
Yeah, I'll take it when it happens.
Yeah.
You guys, first of all, I'm very smart, and second of all, that hurt my feelings. But you do have a job as well, though, right?
Yeah, I work for my dad.
Where's this at?
In Northeast Philadelphia. A place called Allegra. It's a print company. I print flyers and stuff.
Oh, and that's why. Oh, okay. So
didn't mean to knock them down.
Oh my god, you just ruined them all.
I meant to pick them up.
That's pretty much like a no cost.
Story of my life.
No, do you have to pay for it, or it's free? Did you work there?
It's free because I worked there.
Oh, look at this guy. That's why he gets all the fans. I wish I could get some kind of dealio like that.
You can. This is to steal things.
Oh, it's basically an unspoken type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a crazy meow. Okay. One more. I'm going to try and think of one more.
Trying to help him.
Double guns.
Double guns? Oh, Shootermageddon.
Shooter.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? That's like.
That's
Kanye.
Not, that's not Happy Gilmore.
That's yeah. Kanye.
What is it?
Kanye?
Do you know Kanye?
Oh,
have you heard Kanye?
No. Is he new?
He has this one. He has this one line in a song that goes.
I eat pieces of shit. I've heard it.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. And then he responds to himself, who I guess he was playing a different character before. Like he was playing somebody else when he said that I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, and not just himself. He might have been. I don't know.
You could have gotten.
He's a weird dude. Yeah. But he's like, I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. And he's like, y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? And then that's all I know. That's all.
What's the basis? I don't know what that means. Yeah, the basis of what?
Either. Yeah.
It rhymes with whatever comes next.
Oh, I think we need to know the next line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, throw it, lay it on us.
I'll find it.
He doesn't even know it.
He doesn't know.
You know
he doesn't know.
I was very
then how do you know
that.
It rhymes if you don't even know it?
Because I know what rhyming sounds
let's
like.
Let's figure it out. What rhymes with basis?
Stasis.
Spaces.
Falaces.
Falacious.
Feces.
Not quite, but I like where you're going with that. Basis. Faceless, like they don't have a face.
Right.
So it could
right.
be like that because.
Tasteless.
No, basis, tasteless. I guess you could make it work.
I would make it
work. Rappers make it work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you could get feces in there real easy.
Yeah, feces.
Just kind of emphasize the syllable or two and it'll change it entirely to what you.
That just reminded me of that the Greg Giraldo joke where he's like, no more dick to your pussy, just dick to your throat. You ain't gonna get no child support. He's like, I don't mind the message, like it's fine, but I don't want my kids growing up thinking that support and wait, throat and support rhyme. Because no dick to your throat, you ain't gonna get no child support.
I have the context, guys. Apparently, Speaker One is a cop. That helps change why he was just mad about it and saying things that may not make sense. But they'd be asking us questions, harass and arrest us, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Because us and breakfast rhyme, I love it.
Kind of like that. The song, no, okay, go ahead.
Huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. That's a pretty clever line, though.
But it doesn't rhyme enough. Our words were better.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could have said something about them being faceless or something.
Yep.
That's true.
They couldn't eat the pieces.
We should give him notes next time we see him.
I will say none of you thought of the next rhyme. A truck full of crap, car rental from Avis. You guys,
we didn't get Avis. I didn't even think about Avis when I was running my car. I forgot all about Avis.
They're easy to forget, I guess.
Yeah, I went to Hertz, you know.
That doesn't rhyme.
Hertz. Yeah. Hertz. Doesn't rhyme.
Hertz doing it.
Yeah, that was.
Ah, beat you to it.
That just reminded me of Doug.
Yeah, me too. Roger. What a Hertz donut.
And for some, I feel like that was the same episode, I'm not sure, where they were the new shoes, but they didn't have them in the right size, so Roger bought like the clown size one.
I don't know,
he tried to run and play basketball in them, and of course he fell like an idiot, but it was funny because the shoes are like no person would fit into this size.
It's like Shaq's foot.
Like bigger than Shaq's foot.
Have you seen in 7-Elevens? You can walk in and they have like Shaq's foot on the floor.
They have what?
No.
They have Shaq's footprint on the floor of 7-Elevens. Well, maybe not anymore, but when they started selling the Shaq soda.
Shaq soda?
No, Soda Shaq. It's not Shaq soda, it's Soda Shaq.
Soda Shaq.
But when they started selling the Soda Shaq, they would have a footprint right when you walk in the door, and it's like a whole body of a person.
I was in 7-Eleven last. I go, there's 7-Eleven by my house. Either they don't do it anymore, or I'm very unobservant, which could be both, because I'm
They might not do it anymore. Soda Shack's been out for a bit, so they might have stopped the promotion.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of Soda Shack?
No.
It's not good.
No?
No.
So you're
soda made by Shaq.
Yeah, the one I tried was a cherry vanilla cream soda.
Yeah.
It was
too much
sweat in it, too?
I hope so. If I'm going to drink that...
I mean, that's what I'm paying for, so...
You're paying for...
That's what I hope they put in. Because
it's going to make me a better athlete.
Yeah, if I'm going to drink that mediocrity, I want it to come with Shaq sweat.
Yeah.
But not the same.
Shaq sweat.
I don't think it will be up to me to decide where the sweat comes from.
No, your ass sweat.
No, I'm saying, but I don't think I'd want Shaq semen in it.
Oh, I thought you were saying ball sweat.
Shaq semen?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want that in the soda, though. Just the sweat.
I mean, I'm gonna brush my eyebrows now.
I had a barber who would do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, trim them up for me. I was like, oh, I didn't even know I needed that.
Well, let me see the computer for a second, because I was gonna try something for the last part.
Okay, hold on.
But,
give me an edit point. What are you trying to do?
I was. Instead of the regular stuff that was on the wheel, I was gonna try something different, but I was out of time before I had to come here, so I didn't. Oh, never mind. There's no internet. I don't have internet. I'll just
do something.
Or actually, let me see something. Maybe I can just do it on my phone.
What are you trying to do?
I was gonna pull up a random quiz that was meant for teens and have them take it, but I wanted to find a good one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What kind of food is it?
The 1M8.
I've never heard those letters together.
Me neither.
It's the HTC 1M8.
Is HTC a brand, or is it like a type of phone? I thought it was like a singular type of phone.
I think it is a brand. Okay. I thought it was just like HTC was the same thing as like just Android, but I think it's a specific type of phone as well. This like brand name.
Like I've seen the ads and stuff. I wasn't sure what it was really advertising for. Mark of any good ad.
Remember when you would get a phone free with an upgrade?
Yeah.
Now I just get I can get a phone, new phone every 6 months if I want.
Wow.
Well, with the jump, you just have to return this one.
Yeah, I think I'm at a year, but I don't, like I'm like three or 4 years between phones.
I think this phone's like $28 a month. When you get it, you just pay for the tax on the phone.
Right.
And then, you pay like $28 a month. And then when you give it back, it wipes what you've paid towards it. It just wipes it out and you start over with the new phone. So technically you just never own the phone.
Oh, so you like rent a phone basically?
Basically, yeah. Unless you have it for 2 years, basically your monthly payments are whatever the cost of the phone is divided by 24. Okay. And so if you do have the phone for 2 years, it does become yours. If you give it in, the money that you've paid towards it just gets wiped out and you get a new phone and start over basically.
What if something happens to the phone?
I have insurance on it. I don't know if you... I have insurance on it, so I think I will have to pay the 100 and whatever deductible, because you can't even see it. You can if you look closely. There's the smallest crack at the very bottom of the screen. Yeah, because I put something over it now, but you can kind of see where it's coming up. But I never notice it, but I know it's there. So I think I have to pay, I think it's probably like 150 deductible on it or something.
You might as well just smash it.
Just bring the shit
out. Yeah, I mean, the number's the same either way. Might as well just ruin it.
All right, let's see how good this quiz is. We're going to try this one out.
We're
all
doing right. It.
Do you scare girls away?
No.
Well, that's not the question. That's the quiz name. Here we go. All right. Do you love talking about your achievements in front of girls? Yes, that will surely impress them, or no, I avoid that.
Is there a middle ground?
Nope.
I don't know. I was going to say no.
When girls ask you for a date, do you agree easily? No, a girl asking me out is weird. Or yes.
Yes.
When a girl gives you a gift without any occasion, would you accept it? Not without trying to find out why she is doing this. Or yes, why not?
Not. I would have to find out why she was giving me it.
All right. Do you laugh on jokes girls crack? I don't laugh at lame jokes, or yes, if that makes them happy, why not?
Good.
That's super loaded.
Yeah, like, I
both sides of that is real, real sexist.
Yeah. I want to answer where it says if the joke is funny.
But if a girl cracked a lame joke, then would you laugh at it? Basically, would
I'd
it that
snort
way.
At it.
We'll say yes that you would laugh because it makes them happy. Do girls complain that you don't allow them to talk when you are talking?
No.
Do you give compliments to girls?
Yes.
Do you smile back when a girl smiles at you?
Yes.
Do you make eye contact while talking to a girl?
Yes.
Would you shout at a girl if she harasses you or plays a prank on you?
Yeah.
Do you swear at girls you don't like?
Wait, what?
Swear.
At girls?
At girls that you don't like.
Unprompted?
Just like walk up and like, hey, Betsy, you're a bitch.
Well, I don't know if you just assume if you don't like them and they did something. I don't know if you're supposed to assume that they've done something to make you swear at them, but should I just put no for that
just
one?
Put no, just put no
for that one. Do you argue with girls when they don't agree to what you say?
Yes.
Do you express your feelings frankly to any girl you date?
No.
All right, last question. Do you ask a girl to pay when on a date with her?
No.
All right, let's find out if you scare girls away. Submit. Result.
One last question.
You don't scare girls
Matt
away.
Yeah, I don't scare girls away.
But I was hoping. I was hoping there was more to it. Like they were like
it just say no. Like it didn't it even just give
you
like.
No, it says result, like in bold. Result. You don't scare girls away. And then under it in like unbold and smaller font, you don't scare girls away. So it lets you hear it twice. And then scare girls away.
Good. I don't scare girls away.
That'd be great if the little writing was like, just kidding, we didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I want to do this one more, and then I'll let you go. Here we go. This quiz is called, what type of a flirt are you? The first thing you notice in a girl is her figure, her eyes, or her smile.
Her figure.
For Valentine's Day, you ask at least 10 girls a week back. Wait. Yeah. Plan to propose to your crush and surprise her. Plan a party with friends and invite a few girls too.
That one.
Hold on. Propose to your crush?
Yeah, I think.
I think they just meant ask them out. Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't think they meant.
Yeah, I stopped for a second when the word propose was there. Myself.
I'd like to go on a date. We should get married, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, girl, you look a real good in that dress. Let me wife you.
I just like the phrase now, let me wife you. I don't think I've heard that one. While showering compliments on girls, you use all the words in your flirting dictionary, wait for the right moment, and strike with your lethal one-liners, or use your usual words.
Wait a second.
Lethal one-liners.
Is usual words just like day-to-day basis
yeah,
words?
Just like,
because
yeah.
It sounded like usual words with one and three.
No, the one was use all the words in your flirting dictionary.
Oh, so one was like your Webster's dictionary, and the other one was your flirting dictionary.
Pretty much.
Okay.
You are going to wait for the right moment and strike with a lethal one-liner?
Yeah.
Boom! I call my fist my one-liner.
You see a really attractive babe at a party.
He caught her a babe!
That's what it said. You try out a cheesy pickup line. You connect with her eyes and then approach her with a killer smile, or you try to get introduced to her via a common friend.
I try to get introduced.
This needs to be more adaptive, though, because a cheesy pickup line, you already know in the question before that he's got his killer pickup line.
No, that was a lethal one line.
It was a lethal
different.
One line. Yeah.
Oh, only five questions. This is the last one. Here we go. Now, you were successful in striking up a conversation with her. Next, you try to impress her with your super stories. You try to know more about her and let her speak. You let her speak because, COZ, not lying, you let her speak because you don't know what to talk about.
C. It's always C because the woman's like, what the fuck do you want to look? You want to fuck or not?
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about my feelings later.
Result. You are a nervous flirt. You try to make things ahead. You try to take things ahead slowly rather than rush. That's the type of.
Okay.
All right, Captain, slow it down.
I feel the quizzes are fun, but the endings are anticlimactic.
Yeah,
very anticlimactic.
They all put out like you have two choices.
No, this quiz, three.
Your results are you like what are the other? I mean, I don't want to go back through and like pick all the obvious to try to skew it a different way. Like, what would the other ones be? Like, it's just like super aggressive.
Right.
All right. Let's end it.
It is ended. I mean, well, not officially. The guests now end the show. So if you want to go ahead and end my show.
Oh, hey. Thanks for listening to Lip Service featuring Matt Lips and your guest today, me, Mike Logan. I hope you had a great time. I hope if you ever have a baby that you don't make them listen to classical music, you make them listen to this podcast. It will make them smarter. They will have more success in life. There's a 33% chance that they will have a higher income when they are an adult. Also, keep your dick fresh. Wash your ass. And follow me on Twitter at Logan Miss Comedy. And now's the part where we're done. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Peace out.
What?
Goodbye.